This is the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, October 17th. The morning after, or the day after, Thursday night football here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Patriots held on for the 27-25 victory over the visiting Jets. Blocked field goal as time expired, courtesy of Chris Jones. Allowed New England to escape, although it was a 58-yard attempt, or whatever it was, 57, 58.
Yeah, 58.
Certainly was a long attempt, but tight ball game. And in that ball game, some of the moves we're going to talk about were probably relevant to the way the game played out. And we're going to start early in the week, a minor practice squad transaction as the team continues to bounce back and forth between offensive lineman Chris Martin and offensive lineman something Hauptmann.
Kalen Hauptmann.
Not the most relevant of moves, and my guess is through the next 9 or 10 weeks, those guys will be involved with a few more moves on this weekly podcast. The big moves of the week, though, Jerod Mayo went on injured reserve with what Tom Curran, CSNNE, reports as a torn patella that Mayo has already had surgically repaired, and the six-month reported rehab process has begun. Stephen Ridley was placed on IR with a reported torn ACL and MCL. To fill those two voids on the roster for the Jets game last night, Patriots promoted Fred Kirsch favorite running back Jonas Gray to the active roster. He saw some limited carries in the victory. And guard Chris Barker, the B is on the last name, not the first. Chris Barker was promoted from the practice squad.
Yep.
Guy who's been here for a little over a year and has seen a little bit of action. He did not play offensive line last night, correct, Paul Perillo?
He did not.
So those were the two moves, but the Patriots gave up 218 yards on the ground. Chris Ivory.
Perhaps he should have played defensive line.
Good one. Chris Ivory led the way, ran all over them, but he wasn't alone. Chris Johnson had some success. Geno Smith had some success. Pretty much everybody who touched the ball and ran with it for the Jets had some success. Paul Perillo, let's get to the Mayo injury and loss. Second straight year that in week six he goes down with a season-ending injury. Last year, the run defense certainly struggled when he and Will Fork went down. And remember, they had to make a deal for Sopoaga at the deadline.
Right.
Salinga became a key name in there. What do you make of, A, the first effort without Jerod Mayo? How much of it was the Mayo-less defense, and how much of it was your run defense isn't very good? And what do we have moving forward?
I don't know exactly how much of that was Mayo, but I will say that they had a couple of really bad run defense performances with Mayo. So I don't want to put it all on that absence. I thought the Patriots got pushed around a little bit last night. I thought there was no secret. There was, you know, in some of the other games, the Kansas City game and the Miami game, you could say that there was, you know, some sort of deception involved. Jamaal Charles is an elusive back who, you know, he needs to be corralled. Miami, I don't think people expected the commitment to the run that the Dolphins had in week one with Knowshon Moreno. Last night, different story, Andy, and more troubling to me. This is a team that has to run the football. They only run the football. They make no bones about trying to get into the 30s and last night into the 40s and in attempts, and yet the Patriots had no answers. I thought they were a little bit light up front with Vince Wilfork playing with Chris Jones at the start and what looked like some sort of sub-defense. They started with five defensive backs. They had three safeties at times. They had three corners at times as part of their regular defense. And that would seem to be, from a personnel standpoint, curious because of the Jets' mindset. You know that they want to run the ball, and you pointed out Ivory ran really hard and was effective. And you wonder if the bodies, guys like Chris Jones, Dominique Easley, defensive linemen that are more considered, I think, penetrators and maybe pocket collapsers than they are run stuffers. And before too long, your boy last night, Casey Walker, was out there with Vince Wilfork, but they got pushed around a little bit last night. Definitely a concern.
Certainly something to keep an eye on moving forward. There's teams, the next team on the schedule, Matt Forte and the Bears can certainly run the football. They are a little more diverse on offense where they will throw and run. But this defense, you know, run defenses, once it's a weakness, you're going to get challenged, even by teams that don't necessarily like the Jets, even if it's not their main factor on offense or what they choose to do more often than not. You're going to be challenged until you can prove you can stop the run and keep teams from being balanced. On the flip side, Patriots didn't run the ball all that well, although they didn't try to run the ball all that well. Clearly, the focus was we didn't get the reins that some had expected during the game. They were pre-game, and they spread the Jets out, threw the ball a little bit more. But how much of a concern is it moving forward without Stephen Ridley? How much of a concern is it that you don't maybe have a true experienced lead back? Jonas Gray is a big boy, certainly, but not a lot of experience. Got his first carries of regular season action last night. And will we, in future weeks, be talking about some veteran running back being added to the roster?
I think we might. And I do think that's a concern. I don't think it's as big a concern as on the defensive side. I know you disagree with that a little bit. You're a big proponent of running the football, 1978 football, you and John Hanna.
Big?
Yeah, big proponent.
I think I'm a proponent. I'm not sure I'm a big proponent.
Okay. Jonas Gray, I think, is probably going to get an opportunity to do some things. I thought last night it was interesting that he also played a little bit on special teams. So they, you know, he's been here, he's been practicing, he's been on the practice squad, and Belichick spoke highly of him. Be interesting to see now with 10 days to prepare if they're able to go outside the organization. They really didn't have that option.
Right.
They played Sunday in Buffalo. You lose Ridley. You're playing in 4 days. Going outside the organization is not an option that quick. But now you got 10 days, a mini bye. If you wanted to go and get Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, or try to make a trade for somebody. We brought up LeGarrette Blount on the PFW in Progress program last week. Earlier this week, it's like it's a new week because of the game.
Last game week.
Right. Now you'd have the opportunity to do that. I don't think they will. I think they'll probably give Gray a little bit of a chance, and I think they'll probably continue to try to spread some teams out and run that way. Starting to get a little momentum with the passing game. You know, maybe I'm not saying they're playing at up to past levels of success, but Gronk is certainly more resembling Gronk by the week. Maybe you just try to get by a little bit with that committee and see how it goes.
Now, we obviously don't have an injury report to break down today because the game already happened. The injury report's already happened earlier in the week. But I will touch on sort of
the
health.
If they had practice today, who would have been out?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's only last Monday. You can do that.
Dan Conley missed the Jets game with a concussion, suffered 4 days earlier in Buffalo. Brian Stork missed the Jets game with a concussion, suffered 7 days earlier in practice the previous Thursday. Dante,
they need those two back.
No question. I thought it was interesting today. Bill Belichick talked about Conley and Stork, and Stork is kind of like a core offensive lineman now.
Yep.
Two games he started? Is that what it is?
Staple.
Dante Hightower returned to action after having missed two games with a knee injury. He was back out there. The rookie first-round pick, Dominic Easley, returned after missing one, maybe two games with a shoulder injury. And, you know, the health of this team has been something to watch in recent weeks because of the inactives and actives. Now we have major injuries, a couple of them with Ridley and Mayo. So certainly as you hit midseason, as you get to the bye week and then moving forward, the health bears watching. And one other guy made his debut. Finally, Brandon Browner on the football field, looked a little gassed, played both sides of the field, played some man, played some zone, had a couple holding penalties. Paul, first reactions.
Not bad. He had a couple of penalties, and he did look like conditioning was an issue. But good to see him out there. I don't think there were any glaring breakdowns or anything like that. But, yeah, a couple of penalties like we thought he probably would be susceptible to. And you'd be curious to see how much of that was ankle-related in terms of his conditioning, if that was a problem at all. Didn't appear to be. It looked like he was running okay. The thought, at least initially, what I liked was the big thing for you. They weren't just keeping him on the right side. They moved him around and let Revis go with Decker occasionally, and they moved Browner to the other side. And it looks like they want to do that with Dennard in the slot. That's
right.
The way they had it last night. Logan Ryan came in for Browner when Browner needed some time.
So just to recap, Martin off the practice squad, Hauptmann on the practice squad, Barker and Gray promoted from the practice squad to the active roster. And the big moves of the week, Gerard Mayo has been placed on IR, season over, 6 month recovery from a reported torn patellar, and Stephen Ridley, IR. Question will be if we ever see him in a New England Patriots uniform again, as he's projected to be a free agent after the season. But for Paul Perillo and Andy Hart, we got a game under our belt. We got a weekend off. And we got a week until we return for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Until then, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.